Hi, everybody. This is Richard Carafell from Agility, and welcome to PR Profiles. It's a video series and podcast where we chat with experts in the PR and communications industry. And we think PR is the most formidable, dynamic, and rewarding field there is. And we wanted to introduce you to some of our favorite powerhouses in the industry. And today we are speaking with a big one. That's Michelle Egan. She's the Chief Communications Officer at Alyeska Pipeline Service Company in Anchorage, Alaska. And when we first chatted with Michelle back in 2021, she was the newly named 2022 PRSA Chair Elect. And now Michelle is the 2023 PRSA Chair. And we're excited to catch up with her and learned what's new ahead for the association and for the industry. So welcome back to the show, Michelle.
Hi, Richard. Thank you so much for having me again. It's great to be back.
Oh, absolutely. We are thrilled to have you back. So let's jump right into these questions if we can. So before we get into PRSA's new strategic plan, you know, which we're excited to learn about, we'd like to take a moment just to reflect on the past year. You know, one of your goals in 2022 as chair-elect was to convene a diverse group of professionals to prepare the next three-year strategic plan. So what did you and the group learn while you were looking back at the prior plan? And given the, you know, the turmoil of the last 3 years, do you still feel that that plan's objectives were met?
Sure. Well, let me start with the process that we went through with 2022. As chair-elect, it's our job to run the strategic planning committee and go back and reflect on where we've been and then also where we're going. But to speak specifically to the plan that ended in 2022, we looked back at that plan and really found that there were a lot of things that that worked well. That plan had a theme, moving PRSA forward. And while we've continued to do that with COVID pandemic disrupting our lives, with racial injustice, polarization, a lot of the plans and opportunities that we had were on hold as we struggled to stay well, stay focused, and stay optimistic. But there are a lot of things that were built into that plan that really helped us be nimble during that time. For example, we had a companion diversity, equity, and inclusion plan that was really strong. And so during the period following George Floyd's murder, our members were able to get quick access to DEI perspectives and DEI information. And really the committee that did that work really put themselves out there at, you know, what was a very difficult and sensitive time. In addition, you know, one of our objectives was to develop the tools and the resources that would be most helpful to our members. And again, we found that people had a lot of needs during that couple of year period during the pandemic. And so because we had a good plan, we were able to execute and really respond not only to our member needs, but to others. One of the things we did during the pandemic and during that strategic plan period is we had a long period where we made our resources available at no cost to everyone, member or non-member. And of course, it was an uncertain time economically when the pandemic first began. And so that was a real opportunity for us to show the value of what we offer to the community and to make a difference. And then finally, we have had a long-running commitment to improving our technology. And that was part of that 2020 to 2022 plan. And again, that helped us really hop onto providing resources and connectivity to our members very quickly through remote learning and those sorts of tools. So the 2022 plan really taught us that, you know, you have to be nimble. You have to really adjust when you have a plan, but we were able to do that.
That's fantastic. And that was a nice initiative to open up the communications with everybody, not just members. But what a crazy time. And we're all lucky to be here, I guess, anyway. So thank you for that information. Now, last year, you know, the PRSA celebrated its 75th anniversary. We were lucky enough to have 2022 chair, Dr. Felicia Blow, on the show to talk about, you know, the commemorative book that was launched, 75 years of impact and influence, people, places, and moments in public relations history. So in a similar theme, what have been some of the defining moments and people in your own career?
Yeah, thanks for that. Last year was super exciting. Dr. Blow and her committee really put a tremendous amount of effort into, you know, looking back and reflecting on the impactful moments. When it comes to me personally, there are a few things that come to mind. Early in my career, I went through PRSA's accreditation process, earning the APR designation. And that was a really defining experience. It solidified my commitment to communications as a career, but more specifically, learning to apply our code of ethics to everyday situations created a tremendous advantage for me as a practitioner and a strategic advisor. As far as people who have impacted me, there are too many to count. And I've had some really incredible experiences because of the number of people who've impacted me. But if I reflect on some of the most influential, they've been the chief executives that I've worked for who valued PR and transparency. Tom Barrett, who had a career as the highest levels of the U.S. Coast Guard, in federal agencies and in industry, he always insisted that I be at the table saying, communications is always strategic. If he said it once, he said it 1,000 times, not just to me, but to my colleagues on the executive team. So that was really, really important part of my career. I also worked for a superintendent when I worked in public education. Her name is Carol Como, and she was a master at engaging stakeholders and inviting critics into tough conversations. So I was able to really learn from her in that regard. In terms of serving on the PRSA board of directors and what sort of impacted my interest there, I think I mentioned to you last year, when we talked, that it was in 2017, after a couple of decades of me serving as a volunteer in the organization, I read PRSA's statement regarding alternative facts and how alternative facts are not consistent with our code of ethics. And it really made me proud of the organization and of our profession, and it really resonated with me. The fact that we were able to articulate on a pretty big stage with a pretty big issue, how we practice ethical communications, that got me really fired up to run for the board and continue that that path.
That's fabulous. Yeah, ethics, such a big issue, you know, in every industry, obviously, but for PR, you know, it's kind of spotlighted, you know, because that's reputation is the name of the game in PR. So thanks for sharing that. And I must add that, you know, having a CEO, you know, that appreciates good PR is a wonderful thing, isn't it? Great. Thank you. And okay, now let's go on to the future. What can you tell us about PRSA's new 3-year strategic plan, and what do you hope to achieve in your time as chair?
Okay. So last year, as I mentioned, I convened a group of board members and volunteers to work on this new strategic plan. And we spent a great deal of time collecting information, doing our research, talking to members and non-members alike to get some perspectives on PRSA. We did one-on-one facilitated interviews with key stakeholders. We had 10 focus group sections. We did some industry influencer interviews, particularly with people who are not currently members of PRSA. We had member surveys, member satisfaction surveys, and a number of innovation sessions. What we learned from our stakeholders is the important role PRSA plays in preparing students and young professionals and people all through all stages of their careers. For example, our student association really emerged as an important element of how we prepare for the future. And we have roughly 300 student association chapters, and many of those operate their own PR agencies inside the university. So that's a really exciting and defining element of what we do. We also heard about the value of our code of ethics and how important it is to our members and non-members, and also how important it is for us to be part of the conversation about what ethical communications looks like. So our new strategic plan is based on the same mission and vision, but we've identified a really strong North Star. And that North Star for us is we are a community of ethical communications professionals building for tomorrow today. So very strong statement about community, because we do provide a tremendous community for our members, and the importance of the ethics and the importance of us doing the right things and investing in the right things today so that we have a strong cohort of communicators in the general ecosphere in the future. So the plan has three pillars. The first is build, and that is about investing in establishing the next generation of ethical, diverse, and highly skilled communications professionals. And a key priority here is strengthening our student association, PRSSA, because they literally embody the future of this organization and the profession. We wanna make sure that they're prepared to become active PRSA members and new professionals in the community. The second pillar is influence. We publicly champion ethical practices and professional standards in public relations by leading and convening commentary, discussion, and debate on issues including DEI, disinformation, civil discourse. We have the voice and the expertise to influence that broader system. And I, you know, think back again to how inspiring it was to me in 2017 to see the association really step forward in that area. We know that we're not the only voice, and we know that the issues that we're facing as communications professionals, but also as citizens, these are complicated issues. And so we would like to convene others in this conversation and debate as we tackle things like the ethics of new AI tools and similar topics. And then finally, the third pillar is evolve. And that's really about, again, providing modern tools, content, and opportunities so we can advance the mission of PRSA and be here to serve our members for another 75 years. As for me, my priorities for this year, I'm a really strong believer in collaboration, and I know the best strategies are created and the best decisions are made when teams work together for a common purpose. And so I'm really excited about our 2023 board. We're off to a great start. And all of the committee chairs and volunteer leaders across the country and internationally that that helped us support what we do. My priorities for the year include listening to what our members want and working diligently to meet those needs. Amplifying our code of ethics is absolutely at the top of my list, as you can guess, because of the things I've said already. I want to make sure that we have a voice in how communications is practiced and how our work should align with the code of ethics, even when the issues are really complicated. And then obviously it'll be important to me to look at the health of our organization and make sure that we make the needed changes and investments to, again, be ready for the future.
Right. Being nimble. Yes. Important these days. But you touched on a lot of great, I wouldn't call them buzzwords necessarily, but some of the most important things that we've talked about this year so far, and that ethics, obviously, but also community. You know, it's a, you know, community focus is important now in PR. You know, even if you're doing something global, you still got to focus on the locality of the people you're dealing with and everything. So that's wonderful. Those are great initiatives. And I wish you the best of luck with them, certainly. Now, you know, we asked you this question back in November 2021 when we talked, but we know a lot of things can and have changed. So we'd like to ask it again. What do you foresee for the PR and communications industry coming over the horizon in the next few years?
So I remember that back in that conversation, I quoted Sally Sussman, Pfizer's CCO, because I'd heard her say that for the longest time, communications professionals are searching for this seat at the table. But over the last several years, we literally have been the table. It's our table. Communicators have been called in to navigate really difficult issues, a pandemic, racial injustice, remote work, polarization. And so we have been in those conversations. We have the opportunity to stay in the conversations and continue to be strategic advisors. And so a few years later, I think it's more true than ever that we have to magnify our presence in the room where it happens, or you might say the Zoom where it happens. So that's a big focus for me, is making sure that we take advantage of those opportunities and really have the impact, because it's not just impact on our organizations, businesses, nonprofits, but on the decisions that are made and the impact they have across community. And then going forward, the definition of what it means to be a communications professional and leader is going to continue to evolve as our community and the world becomes increasingly enmeshed in new technologies and societal and political currents, and constant need to expand our skill sets. So again, as a result of all this, I think ethics is going to continue to be more crucial than ever. I mean, we're all talking about ChatGPT and other AI tools. And I think we as communicators need to look through the lens of how can these tools help us take the tasks that set aside time for those tools to help us with tasks that we can be freed up from, and so that we can offer a higher level of service to our organization, something more strategic, more creative. So while we're doing that, we need to look at the ethics of those tools. What kind of bias is in them? What's the attribution? Is there misinformation coming in? So that's going to be a big issue, I think, for all of us to pay attention to.
Totally agree with that. It's a whole new frontier of ethics, practically, with these AI tools. Who knows what they're going to be capable of, before too long. So that's something we have to keep an eye on. But I admire everything you said there, and I do agree with the ethics as a chief focus. Wonderful, Michelle. All right, now let me ask you, what do you think is the biggest mistake that a PR pro can make?
I think the biggest mistake that PR pros can make is to underestimate the power and the importance of truth and transparency. Our democracy is built on access to information that's truthful and complete, and that's a requirement for informed decision making, and is the only way to gain trust. So as PR professionals, we have got to make sure that we're emphasizing truth and transparency, and we can play a central role in that trust equation. So we need to value truth and transparency, and we need to honor our commitment to the free flow of accurate information.
That is very well said. Wonderful. All right, Michelle, thanks. And finally, what is the best thing about being in PR?
Well, for me, it's the variety of the things that we get to do in our roles every day. It's an exciting career with lots of different twists and turns and topics, and the ability to really influence organizations and make a difference for our organizations, our clients, and other constituencies is really the big upside. It's really a privilege to work in a role where we get to help people make sense of the world around them. And I never take that for granted. I really love working in PR.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, those are great comments, great insights for everybody. Looking forward to a terrific year for the PRSA and terrific future for all of us. So thank you, Michelle. And finally, how can people connect with you?
They can certainly connect with me on LinkedIn. Just through Michelle Egan, and I'm happy to answer any questions or have conversations with folks about PRSA or anything else in the PR environment.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So that's great, Michelle. Thank you. So all right. That's all the time we have, everybody. So again, we've been chatting with Michelle Egan, the 2023 PRSA Chair, Chief Communications Officer at Alyeska Pipeline Service Company in Anchorage. So thanks for joining us again, Michelle. Wonderful to see you.
You too. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. All right, we hope you all enjoyed this episode of PR Profiles brought to you by Agility. You can use the top-rated Agility platform to connect with journalists and get coverage, monitor your media mentions, and measure your success. Head over to agilitypr.com today to get a personalized demo. So thank you all for tuning in. We hope to see you again on the next episode.